analog journalist. My favorite YouTube channel, if I can be said to have one, is My Analog Journal. The premise is fairly simple. A DJ plays records, usually in their own apartment. The sets are often exotic in some way. Indonesian funk, 60s Japanese jazz, Turkish disco, Italian rhythms, Peruvian cumbia. Though sometimes they're simply a well-curated selection of music I am more familiar with, such as contemporary British jazz or Brazilian tropicalia. The music is always on vinyl, the DJs never speaking, only holding the sleeve up to the camera suspended over the decks. The sets are generally between 30 and 60 minutes, so they never outstay their welcome, and the selections are uniformly tasteful, interesting, and, for want of a better word, unobtrusive, a characteristic I often prioritise these days. It's perfect pandemic fare. A polite DJ in your living room or on the second screen of your work-from-home setup, playing music that is generally interesting enough to capture your attention while being perfectly comfortable as background fare. The DJs sip herbal tea, occasionally have a bit of an involuntary wiggle before remembering they're on camera, though more recently some of the guest DJs dance performatively as part of the experience, and absently fiddle with the knobs on the mixer or go and choose another record just off-screen. You are, by and large, unlikely to own or even have encountered the vast majority of the music featured, regardless of where you're from, just by the nature of the broad international scope and the range of specialist DJ guests. Some of the records are quite rare, and the visits to Discogs to try and track down vinyl copies of the featured music can often result in a sharp intake of breath and the closing of the browser. But for the most part, it's just a quiet delight, which, in my book, is the best kind. This week, while migrating some of my playlists from Spotify to Qobuz, where I am, generally speaking, much happier as a music enthusiast, I came across a playlist someone had made by locating, where possible, all of the tracks featured on the video series, minus some of the more confrontational Lithuanian punk or Azerbaijani hardcore or whatever, and assembling them together into a single 900-song, 2.5-day, non-stop listening experience. And that is now the shuffled soundtrack of my working life. Along with my own digital mixtapes, I've migrated that list over to Qobuz, which seems to have had about 90% of the songs that Spotify had, and I think that was already only about 90% of the music that the DJs had in physical form, but it's still a lot of music. It's perhaps not the same as having a vinyl selector in your dining room playing records and showing you the album artwork, or dancing amid their pot plants, charity shop vintage armchairs, and decorative wicker baskets, but it's a damn sight better than default FM for innocuous workplace music. And when I say my favourite YouTube channel, there aren't any competitors for that title. This is really my only YouTube channel. Go subscribe.